Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
After I read the results of this study out of Norway, they look at 400 different middle schools that have banned cell phones or like not allowed them in the classroom. If this had come out when my kids were in public school, Greg, I would have called the school and said, how fast and what do I need to do to get cell phones out of the classroom?
Yeah, and what we're talking about is a study that was done in Norway of middle school mm-hmm. kids, and they did a study of banning cell phones for a while and to see how that affected what they were doing and how they were performing.
We're going to speak in just a moment to a high-performance brain specialist, Dr. Lee Richardson, in just a second about the results of the study and also what she sees with cell phone use in kids. But imagine, like last night, I'll give you an example. I had my cell phone in another room, and I felt so free and so good about that. I didn't check it for several hours. And what happened in the results, what they see in the results of this study that they did of boys and girls in middle school is, I think it's phenomenal, the results. Girls' GPAs increase. Boys, not so much, but girls do. That's awesome, because I think when we can get some in the crowd ahead of the pack, they'll bring up the rest of the pack. They also notice less incidents of bullying. That's not surprising.
That makes a lot of sense, because I think that's what it really happens on social media. And if you're packing your phone around, and other kids are as well, it's a perfect avenue for that type of misconduct, bullying. And it happens on the internet more than it does, you know, the old bullying that we sort of, we had phones.
You're pushing each other over in the playground.
Right, right.
There's also some really great information about mental health. We'll get to that in just a moment. But we know that Governor Spencer Cox has been, I'll say, nicely asking for Utah school districts to consider keeping cell phones out of classrooms. I mean, locking them up outside in a locker, you know, or something like that, and not allowing them in classrooms.
What I'm doing is I'm asking teachers, I'm asking principals and superintendents to do what the data says we should all be doing. And I think we know this inherently, and that is that we shouldn't have cell phones in the classroom. They are a disruption. They're doing incredible damage to our teens, their mental health, and it's making it harder for our kids to perform well. Now, look, there are schools doing this. Lots of schools already doing this in the state, and what we've seen is a tremendous uptick in outcomes. Kids are performing better on tests. There are fewer disruptions in class, better behaviors, less mental health problems. It's just a win-win all the way around.
But he starts that with, I'm asking. I mean, just make the order. You're the governor. Let's do it. Go to the school board and say, we are banning cell phones in schools now. I'm asking teachers to do this because they're not going to do it.
Well, because it would be maybe unpopular. They get a lot of pushback from the parents. Dr. Richardson, good morning.
Good morning. I've so enjoyed listening to your conversation. I'm like, yeah,
right.
These two get it.
I would have welcomed this. I think there's just a lot of push and pull between kids and parents. And sometimes we still love it sometimes as parents when the authorities say, that's a no-go. Can't bring cell phones to schools. But for now, let's keep the conversation with the mental health results. Even when this study showed that there were less visits to psychologists for these kiddos that didn't bring cell phones into classrooms, right?
Absolutely. The study showed that there was actually a 60% reduction in the visits,
wow,
psychological visits, when they put these. And 60%, that's huge. When they, you know, they just took away the cell phones. And my thoughts on that, you know, and I think one of the reasons why the girls saw a greater change in their GPA is what they use their cell phones for. They use it for social media. And anytime, to me, social media has created a comparative society, because anytime you compare, you got a winner and you got a loser. And sometimes, you know, I've worked with young adolescents and I said, you're the winner, but they don't see it that way. So, and I think what boys use cell phone for is more video games. But when you compare and you don't feel like you're, you know, your dress is as nice, or you don't feel like you went on as great a vacation. That hurts your self-confidence. It hurts your self-esteem. That creates anxiety, some depression, all kinds of stuff. And not just psychological, but the body keeps score of everything going on in the brain. That can create some physical problems too.
That's right. And Dr. Richardson, let me ask you another question. This study also found that with both boys and girls, they experienced, this is an astronomical number, 43 to 46% less bullying after putting their phones away. You surprised by that at all?
No, I'm actually not, because I find that sometimes, you know, video games can leave you in an agitated state. Oh, I didn't get that, you know? And so can social media. Oh my gosh, nobody liked my post, and I posted it yesterday. And that creates a little agitation. And when we get agitated, we're quicker to react. And I do think a lot of bullying is intentional, but I also think some bullying is just overreacting at the wrong time to the wrong situation.
Dr. Lee Richardson, she's a high-performance brain specialist, a licensed professional counselor, and the founder of the Brain Performance Center. I really appreciate you joining the show on this, because I think this study is just resounding that, you know, they look at 400 different middle schools in Norway where kids don't bring cell phones into the classroom. What do you find when you talk to kids or you talk to parents is driving us to allow kids to continue to bring cell phones to school? Is it an addiction? Is it a fear we're going to not be able to get a hold of our kids?
I think it's both. And my biggest concern with cell phones was it will become the newest addiction. And I've talked with families, and sometimes when it's a single parent and they don't have a backup system, there is no support. They feel like they have absolutely got to be able to reach their child when they need to. Maybe they got out of a situation that was somewhat threatening, and that fear of not being able to reach their child is there. So I think that does play into it. But I think for a lot of people, it's freedom, you know, it's freedom of rights. And what I have seen in some families is if you're going to limit the amount of time that the children use a cell phone, that means you have to model that same behavior as parents. Mm. And not everybody puts their phone down for 3 or 4 hours and feels so free and so good. You know, for some people, adults, you know, when you look at the Gen Zers, what they grew up with, they grew up with a cell phone in their hand, and look at their depression and look at their anxiety rate.
Right.
Wow. That's great information. I think this will help a lot of Utah families see things differently. Thank you so much, Dr. Lee Richardson, joining us live on the line, founder of the Brain Performance Center, talking about this study out of Norway, 400 middle schools. That's a ton of middle schools.
I'm actually glad somebody did that study.
It's
the kind of thing we should do. And I think it's the kind of thing that leads into what Governor Cox talked about earlier, which is, hey, we ought to really take a look at this. If there are some hard findings, there is some evidence that it actually helps students in some way, we ought to consider it.
I did appreciate that the governor had the ask, unlike you, Dave, and not the ban, the outright ban. I did appreciate his approach to this in many ways, because I do think if we can keep things into the local school districts, I mean, it might be a lot different in, for example, rural Utah. I don't know. I don't live in rural Utah than what we feel like along the Wasatch Front. I mean, if you've got your kid going on a bus for 45 minutes to be bused to school, it's going to look a lot different than if they're walking across the street to their middle school. But I think
check the phone at the door. I mean, have it on the bus, have it on your walk, have it in your car, whatever you're doing.
Couldn't agree more.
But as soon as you walk in the classroom, put it in the cubby.
So let's take live phone calls, 801-575-TALK. Parents, are you willing to, you know, create a situation at schools where kids are leaving their phones all day long in a lockup at school? In a lockup. I'm not asking them leave them at home, but in a lockup. Can we bend on that? 801-575-TALK. 801-575-TALK next.